I'm sitting in now with Sharon Metz, Executive Director of the Carrollton Area Economic Alliance. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning. Beautiful Monday.
It is. It looks like we're going to have a beautiful week.
I think so.
A little warmer than what I would like.
A little warmer, but hey, I think I'm accurate in saying we haven't hit that 100-degree mark this summer, so if we can keep that record, that would be pretty amazing in the state of Missouri.
Yes, it would. You want to talk about the Chamber Roundtable first?
I do want to start off with that because we have a meeting this week, Tuesday night, 7 p.m. in the lower level of the library. We actually have started our second year of Chamber Roundtable meetings, and we've had so much success with that, and that's all due to the people that come in this town and this county and come up with a lot of new projects, and there's some things that we're beginning to talk about for the new year. So we need you to be there. We want you to be there. We need you to be there and join this great group. The spectacular group is already talking and going to give a report this Tuesday night about what's going to happen in Carrollton for Halloween, and of course Band Day and Fall Fest. We've got so many activities coming up that we're going to need plenty of help, and we're always looking for new ideas and fresh ways to approach things that we've done before to make them even more successful.
No better place to go to get your voice heard if you have anything you want to talk about than the Chamber Roundtable.
Absolutely. And I will tell you, it's a positive night. It's not an evening where we talk about things that we don't aren't happy about or we don't think are working. These are all positive things because we figured out a long time ago if you want to be successful as individuals or community or organization, you look at the positives, you work through the things that you have to work through, and you go for the things that will help promote growth and good times in our area.
Absolutely. How about that farmers market?
Farmers market is still successful. We've just been totally, I guess, blessed with that. We've had no bad, cool, rainy, washout days since we began this way back this spring, and now we're actually into fall, and we certainly intend to keep it going until Fall Festival and Band Day, which is the 28th of September, and then I guess we will let the vendors kind of determine where they want to go from there. But I will tell you the good news for people that want to shop Farmers Market this next Saturday. We've already had some people have told us they have their second and third growth of corn coming, so there's going to be a whole new round of that. And there was lots of tomatoes and cantaloupe and watermelon, and now we're beginning to see a little bit of the squash and other things that come with the fall market. So, and some new vendors every week. So come and just enjoy being downtown and talking with your community people, and you get to see people that probably you haven't seen and talked to for a long time.
And with all this sunny weather we've had and it being in the morning, it's just a nice time to just walk around and visit. It really is.
It absolutely is just amazing in that how much fun. Someone said the other day, this is the most fun I've had in Carrollton for a long time, in that you don't have anything planned particularly. You just come down and visit with people and stroll through, talk to the vendors, talk to the people that are there. And so it's been a really win-win for Carrollton and Carroll County, and we're glad that we have that now.
And I've been up to the Carrollton Farmers Market, and I can tell you, you will not go to a table where you're not greeted with a smile.
That is absolutely true. Our vendors have been so special this year, and actually we've made some really good friendships with people that I didn't really know that well before, and so it's a win in all areas, I think, for our community and county.
Now, you know my favorite thing to talk about with you, Sharon.
Band-Aid.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you could do this even better than I do, but
because
you love
that.
It so much.
I do.
Band Day and Fall Festival, and as it's been in our community for well over 40 years now, decades, began by the Lions and Kiwanis Club, and they certainly still head that group up, and their expenses they spend for that day, and so we are forever grateful for them and the music department at our school that has carried that tradition on. But in the last 3 years, we've added Fall Festival to that, and we're going to do that again this year. And an added plus is Farmers Market will be down there on that Saturday also. So we're going to have a full downtown square that day that you can come and enjoy, be a vendor. Our booths are $35 for the ones that are just participating in the Fall Festival. And we'll be running the trolley back and forth every day, which gives us, all day long. So that gives us a chance to talk about Carrollton and that history. So come and be a part of it. If you need an application, you can call the office, and that number is 660-542-0922. And we'll get you signed up. And I've already beginning to have people calling, wanting the applications, not only individuals, but a lot of school and civics groups that want to come down and be a part of that day.
Now, Sharon, will you remind everybody out there who's thinking, maybe I should set up a booth, I'm not quite sure, I don't know if I'll sell much, how many people are going to really be in here?
Well, I said I never hesitate about this fall festival and the date it is, because there'll be 7,000 or 8,000 people in town in Carrollton that day. And so there'll be plenty of people, and it's just grown. The band day has gotten bigger. Usually there's 50, 60-plus bands here, and it is what, if you were going to term a day that's a Chamber of Commerce day, that's kind of been a label put on these perfect days, it's band day in Carrollton. So it takes a lot of people to make it happen, but we have to be set up by 8 o'clock, so we'll begin setting up at 6:30 and 7. I promise, guarantee you, we'll have a lot of people down there helping you, put you in the right place, because they'll march on two sides, because the schools that participate in that are judged on their marching by the judges that morning on the downtown square, and then by the afternoon they move all out to the football field for the field competition.
And then, of course, after Band Day and the Fall Festival, we all look forward to the Christmas Parade.
Christmas Parade, and I have been getting people to sign up for this, and this year the theme is Christmas is the season for ... so we'll let you fill in what you think Christmas is, which can be all kinds of things, from funny things and activities to religious and serious things, and I think they're all appropriate for what Christmas means to each one of us. And that is always the Friday night after Thanksgiving. So this year, I believe it is November the 29th. And we started this out in 2001, and it's very unique in that we have a lighted Christmas parade. Lots of communities have Christmas parades all during that season, but ours is a lighted Christmas parade. And I will tell you, last year we had over 60 entries in our lighted Christmas parade that just grows every year. And it is a fun time. Not only do we do that, but the mayor lights his garden now. We always have a story time. The library picks up a special event there. And I can't believe that he won't show up in Carrollton. Santa Claus is in Carrollton the Friday night after Thanksgiving. So it's a great time. And just come and enjoy. The streets are packed, and it's just become a really rich tradition in Carrollton.
And lastly, you wanted to speak about school starting.
School starts tomorrow for all you boys and girls that are so excited to get there, and parents also. But it's an important thing. And I will say that we do and honor our teachers, and this year we're going to do it as in September the 4th on a Wednesday afternoon. But I just wanted to add to all the things and comments that have been made that school starts. It's a wonderful time of the year for us, but remind myself as well as everybody else that we need to be extra careful, certainly in the next week or two, as we adjust to the more traffic and the kids being out and young kids learning for the first time walking back and forth to school. So this is not only just a reminder for you, it's a reminder for me that we need to be careful and make this a really safe and fun time for our kids.
All right, Sharon, anything else you'd like to add this morning?
No, I'm just excited about fall and winter in Carrollton and the activities that we have going. And as I said, it takes all of us working together. So I hope you'll all join in some way and help us all move forward together.
All right, Sharon Metz, Executive Director of the Carrollton Area Economic Alliance, thank you so much.